We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Well, welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we got High West Bourbon, big boy here. Michael, tell them about this a little bit.
So, yes, they do have two sizes. They have the normal 750 milliliters.
It's still big.
Still big.
Big enough.
Still big.
I've heard.
It's adequate. This is the 175. So this is the Constellation Brands / High West distillery. Their bourbon is a MGP blend of two different mash bills, which we'll touch on. They are located in Utah, and the 750 milliliter is about $40. You can find the 175 for about $60, depending on the store.
Tell them what store we got this one at, though.
So this is brought to you by Colonial Wine and Spirits, which is located at Five Corners in Orchard Park. They also have a massive staff, as well as an equally sized selection, which is exciting because then they can provide you all the things that you would want in one location between tequilas, scotches, bourbons, ryes, wines, and the whole gamut. So very excited that we are working with them for Wednesday Whiskey Reviews. More to follow. But for the High West mash bill today, it is the blend of the following. 75% corn, 21% rye, and 4% malted barley. The other mash bill is 84% corn, 8% rye, 8% malted barley. It's aged between 2 and 13 years. Again, because it's a blend of different bourbons, and it is 92 proof. So we're excited to try this one out and see what we think. But this is a standard go-to option, middle of the week, throw something into a decanter type deal. This is kind of what you would be looking for. Probably also, especially at 92 proof, might be a good cocktail option. So we might be checking that out as well.
Yeah.
But label branding, Derek, what do you think?
Bottle's massive. it's cool because like this is just like a large version of their normal bottle. Sometimes the 175s are just like a random bottle shape, but this is just like it looks like the other bottle was eaten by this bottle because it just like grew kind of like a snake when it eats a rat. It's interesting. I do like it. I will say though, I've always not been a fan of their speckled glass because to me it always looks very dusty.
You think something's wrong?
Yeah, that's I just kind of want to like wipe it off, but it doesn't because it's speckled. I don't know. It never like jived with me. I love their cork. Their cork is sick because it's not only like a real cork, but like it looks like it's a real piece of wood on top too that they maybe handmade in Utah. I don't know if that's true, but it looks pretty sick.
Probably not.
Their label's classic. I mean, it looks like an old Western wanted poster, so that's really cool.
Yep.
All in all, I'd maybe go a check.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. Do all of their bottles, even outside of like the regular bourbon, have the speckled? I think
so,
right?
Yeah.
I wonder why they did that.
I think it's a nice marketing piece. I don't think it's something that would dock them. I think it's what separates them. I personally enjoy it. I think it adds an element to their bottles on the shelf especially. But I just think it's a nice little piece, especially if you have a bar with some backlighting. It kind of makes it shine a little bit. So I'm not opposed to it. I actually don't mind it at all, but I understand why some people who potentially might be clean freaks might get thrown off. But
so they say that they never chill filter or carbon treat this. So I wonder if maybe part of the reason why they did this was so people didn't see anything floating and get turned off by it.
Maybe.
Could be. I don't know. Hit us up. Okay, A check. So nose. What do you got on the nose?
Classic bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Kentucky bourbon.
All right, initial taste? No, I'm just kidding.
A lot of corn. There's wood sugar. Makes me thirsty.
I'm just getting like heavy caramel.
I'm getting a lot of vanilla too. So the standard bourbon nose elements are coming through pretty strong on this, which this also tracks, especially because we do know the mash bill, but... It's pretty status quo.
You're kind of getting a little bit of like a random spice. I don't know. There's just like a little spiciness that zings the nose a little bit at first. Yeah. But it's very predominantly vanilla and caramel.
It is inviting. What would you rate the nose? I'm at a B+ check.
Yeah, I was going to go solid B, so B+.
Okay, B+.
B+ works. Yeah, I think that this is just a solid... traditional bourbon nose.
Yeah. Initial taste. It's spicier than you would think.
Yeah, that rye definitely comes more into play. Actually subtle with that kind of sweet corn, though.
I agree.
Like that initial time when it hits your tongue, it's very spicy. But then that almost like sweet... Almost cornbread type note comes after that. Or cream of corn.
Omaha Steaks makes it easy to keep great food on hand. So dinner time is simple and convenient. And right now, you can get 12 free burgers and free shipping for life when you shop at omahasteaks.com/yourplan. Only Omaha Steaks gives you the freedom to set your menu your way with no commitments. Choose extra-aged, hand-carved steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, and so much more. Order once or set up recurring shipments for more savings, more convenience, and inflation-proof pricing. Want to change your menu? No problem. Swap items, skip a shipment, or cancel at any time with no questions asked. You're in control to get what you want when you want it, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. At Omaha Steaks, it's all about you. Visit omahasteaks.com/yourplan to sign up for recurring shipments and get 12 free burgers, a $431 per year value, and free shipping for life. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
You know?
Cream of corn. We haven't talked about cream of corn in forever.
This is very creamy.
It is slightly viscous too, for all things considered.
Mm-hmm.
This would make a mean Manhattan.
Yeah, you think Manhattan?
Yeah. I would make a Manhattan with this. I also, obviously, an old fashioned for sure, yeah. But I mean, this would, This is a pretty solid product.
Yeah. And very affordable.
Very affordable.
But yeah, I'm getting a lot of creamed corn, almost like a, kind of like a toasted, like that one end of the creamed corn that burnt a little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this tastes like to me. A little spice still, though, with it. Caramel vanilla, definitely we'll get into that in a little bit, but it's very front heavy.
It is front heavy. You are getting some butter on the rye as well, mm-hmm. which is nice. So I wrote down rye, corn, toast, and butter for the initial taste. The initial taste rating, I'm actually going to go A. I don't hate this at all. I think it's a pretty solid option, yeah. all things considered, and it's not completely flat. A lot of bourbons, specifically from Kentucky, are just so status quo and yeah. so consistently the same, regardless of distillery, that you're pretty much blanded out after trying six of them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this has a little bit more of a tasting profile than a Kentucky bourbon. So I do like that. I'm going A.
Yeah, I'll go A. I agree. I like that cornbread note. I haven't gotten cornbread mm-hmm. and whiskey in a while.
Yeah.
And that is just, I love corn. I'm honestly obsessed with cornbread. So that's why I love holiday time when my stepmom makes it, because she makes it phenomenally. And that's all I can think of when I drink this.
Honestly, dude, you should just have ribs once a week and just have cornbread as a side.
So good.
Nothing wrong with that. Anyways.
Ending note.
I got caramel on the ending note. I think it rounded it out a bit. You are getting that lingering wood sugar note as well, but it is very front heavy, so it's somewhat difficult on yeah. the on the ending note to grab too much, but it's also exactly what you would expect.
Yeah, that creamy sweet corn goes away, and now it's just like corn stalk and caramel.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think this was very front heavy. The initial taste, to me, in my opinion, significantly better than the ending note. For this one, I would probably go ending note C+. So I think that they could have, there could be another element to this.
No, I agree. Yeah. Okay, C+.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Final rating. Derek, give me that countdown.
Three, two, one. 80. 81. Hell yeah.
80.5.
You and I are pretty on par with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's almost like we've done 208 of these. I think this is 208.
It's 200 plus either way, but yes. Guys, great option. If you wanted to pick it up at a store, definitely feel free. If you're local, head over to Colonial at Five Corners in Orchard Park.
So you already kind of said why you have this in your collection, right? It's because it's an extremely affordable option for $175.
Yeah, I would have it in my collection.
So let me ask you this, because last week we reviewed, or a couple weeks ago, we reviewed, what's it called? Minor Case.
Yeah,
And you said that was a very good affordable option to drink mixed with cocktails.
Sure.
If you had to put these two up together next to each other, I know that that's a rye, but this does have some rye components, mm-hmm. and that one was a very light rye at 51%. If you had both of these in the store and you had to pick up one, which one would you do?
Minor Case for the cocktail specific. If I wanted something for a decanter, then I would pick this up. And that's exactly what I ended up doing. Yeah. The Minor Case to me is the fantastic, very affordable, wonderful option for cocktails. This could be either or.
Okay.
And I feel like with the High West Bourbon, it would be a decanter piece. It's just something that you can just pull from throughout the week and not, you know, really kick yourself for. I just think it's a fantastic option that's available.
Because you said decanter, you know what this would actually be really good in too is the start of an infinity bottle. Because the base is so
big.
Like, well, I'm saying like have this as your base and then you can always add different whiskeys to it. I mean, you could use this as a decanter for sure. But like this is a solid base bourbon that gives you something different than a normal bourbon. So it would be cool for like to drink some of this, put the rest in a decanter, and then start adding different ones to it to make your like whiskey infinity bottle.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be cool.
No doubt.
Cool.
Would you have it in your collection?
I would. I do like High West. It's one of the few MGP products that I actually enjoy. I don't know. I don't think that they age it in Utah, right? They just bottle it in Utah.
They have, a facility and brick and mortar in Utah. Yeah.
Maybe this is just this product. They don't age. I think that they age some of their stuff in Utah. I would have it in my collection. I think this is a good budget-friendly option that is something different than what you would normally get for around this price point. For me, on the other side, when I said Minor Case versus this, I would go this probably over Minor Case just because the Minor Case was too weak of a rye. I think that this is a strong bourbon.
Got it.
That's how I compare these. Yeah! Go over to our friends over at Colonial Wine and Spirits. Look in the description below to use our code. So when you go in there and you pick it up, you will get a percentage off the price. I believe it's 10%, but we will confirm and put it in the description down below. But don't forget to go check that out. Our friends over there is hooking all of our listeners up to get a discount on products. So use that code whenever you go into there. And we appreciate their partnership for these Wednesday whiskey reviews. Anything else?
No.
Cool. Thank you all for joining today's whiskey review of High West Bourbon. If you did drink this with us or any other whiskey, we always recommend a drink responsibly. Be the person. And Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out.
Omaha Steaks makes it easy to keep great food on hand. So dinner time is simple and convenient. And right now, you can get 12 free burgers and free shipping for life when you shop at omahasteaks.com/yourplan. Only Omaha Steaks gives you the freedom to set your menu your way with no commitments. Choose extra-aged, hand-carved steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, and so much more. Order once or set up recurring shipments for more savings, more convenience, and inflation-proof pricing. Want to change your menu? No problem. Swap items, skip a shipment, or cancel at any time with no questions asked. You're in control to get what you want when you want it, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. At Omaha Steaks, it's all about you. Visit omahasteaks.com/yourplan to sign up for recurring shipments and get 12 free burgers, a $431 per year value, and free shipping for life. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.